there's a great need. The generation before us, they done their work. And our generation, we're doing what we can while we can. I mentioned in Sunday school about Gavin Newsom in California. He passed a law where parents aren't allowed to find out what their children are being taught in school, and the children aren't allowed to tell their parents what they're being taught in school. And it upset Elon Musk so much, he pulled out his SpaceX program and his electric car program, all of his business, took it to Texas. But that ought to upset us. Why can't I find out what my children are being taught in school? You know, that's alarming to me. And that's why I say, thank God for Vacation Bible School. There's a lot of stuff going on today that shouldn't be going on. Everybody knows that. Some of you know we get all mealy-mouthed about it. But our children are our greatest possession. Bible says in Psalm 127, verse 3, children are a heritage from the Lord. You don't get them at Walmart. You can't order one off Amazon. God said the fruit of the womb is His reward. He gives us children, and He gives them to us with responsibility. The Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go, and they'll not depart from it. One of the highlights of the Vacation Bible School with me was Wednesday night, and I was quoting Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, where Paul wrote the church at Rome and said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I got ready to quote verse number 2. Bo raised his hand. I said, what you got, buddy? He said, can I quote that next verse? I said, well, yes, sir. And he did. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye rather transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect will of God. I asked him, I said, where'd you learn that at? He said, Vacation Bible School. Amen. That just shows you the importance of it. Right. You learned that verse, didn't you, buddy? I got a blessing out of that. Amen. I'm not going to preach long. I know y'all probably want to get out of here, but we want to give you a little bit from the Word of God. And when I say a little bit, I'm going to take 7 verses. My heart was stirred this week about these 7 verses. Psalms 145. And they go right along with Vacation Bible School. So this will kind of help us here a little bit. Psalm 145, we're going to read the first 7 verses. Bible says, I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee. And I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. This is our text verse right here. One generation shall praise thy works to another. Boy, that says a lot. Amen. And shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of the great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. I'll stop right there. We're preaching today on one generation. Father, thank you for the effort that's been made this Vacation Bible School. Thank you, Lord. I think I counted 11 children, Lord, that were able, Lord, to benefit from this effort. Thank you, Lord, for Rita. Thank you, Father, for every woman and every man that participated, Father, in this effort, Lord. If there ever was a worthwhile effort, Lord, it was an effort like this one right here. Thank you for everything that was said. Thank you for everything that was done. Thank you for every seed that was planted. Thank you for every one that was watered. Lord, we believe you to give the increase. Lord, we believe we'll see the fruits of the labor. We believe, Lord, one day we'll see the sheaves, Lord, of the harvest of this effort. Thank you, Father, for this Vacation Bible School. Bless, Lord, dear God, here today. Bless you, children. Bless you, church. Bless your great name here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Who said that? Amen. All right. I like that. Like I said, we're talking about one generation and a difference one generation makes. President Ronald Reagan, January the 6th, 1987, stated that freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. It must be fought for. It must be protected. And it must be handed to the next generation, or we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in America, where men were free. What a statement. But what a great truth. We got to carry that testimony. We got to tell those truths to this next generation. Someone took the time to tell us. Someone passed the torch to us. And these verses are tremendous here. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 5, that Enoch left behind a testimony that he pleased God. And you'll leave behind a testimony too. Somebody will do your funeral one day. And you'll want them to say something good about you. I'll tell you this, I want to too. Just give me something to work with. Leave me something. You know, your family wants to know where you're going to spend eternity. They want to know whether you went up or whether you went down. There's no excuse for not going up. Jesus gave his life a ransom for all. He tasted death for all. He paid the sin debt of all. But all have not benefited from it. Jesus said, John chapter 5, verse 40, he said, you will not come to me that you may have life. You got to go to Jesus. The Bible says, he that has the Son, but a daddy has life. It says that life is in Jesus. You're here today by the providential blessing of God. He gave you this day to enjoy. The Bible said this is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad therein. You know, when I was growing up, we blamed God for everything. God was mentioned in our home. I mean, he got the blame for everything. Didn't go right, Lucy. We just didn't know God.
That's right.
Now when something happens, Carolyn, I say, thank God it wasn't worse than what it was.
Amen.
I learned to praise God.
Amen.
Hey, the devil attacked Job, and he buried 10 children. You know what he said? He said, the Lord giveth, and the Lord had taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He didn't get buried. By the way, read in that book, he got 10 more. And the daughters was most beautiful in the land. You know what? He got twice as much in the end as he had in the beginning. It only names 10 children. He didn't lose them first 10. If you get my drift there. I'm just telling you, you don't lose with God. If you want to make a sound investment, invest in him. There's great dividends.
Right.
I mean, blessed is a man that walketh in the counsel of the Lord. Amen.
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 It's good to read his word. It's good to sing his songs. It's good to come to church and hear about his greatness. I'm telling you, there's a lot of things about God in our Sunday school lesson this morning. One of my favorite verses, Psalms 34, verse 8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Everything about God is good. I mean, the goodness of God, the Bible said, leads men to repentance. It got me saved. I found out how God had been so good to me, and I'd complained for 34 years, and I said, I'm sorry, and God accepted me, forgave me, and saved me, and I've been rejoicing every moment of the day since He gave me His heart a little bit. Enoch left behind a testimony. He left behind the right kind, too. He left behind a testimony that he pleased God.
That's right. Amen.
We need to make sure we leave that kind of testimony behind. And somebody said, boy, they loved the Lord.
Amen.
Boy, there wasn't no hiding who they loved. I'm telling you, people read us like sometimes they say you're the only Bible people read. Well, if they're going to read you as a Bible, make sure you got something good on the pages. Amen. That first verse there. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. The next verse says forever and ever too. But I'll tell you, Psalms 107 verse 2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And we do need to say praise God every now and then. Hey, we carry this treasure in earthen vessels. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 says, and like I said, I'm so proud of little Bo raising that hand saying, can I quote that next verse? I'm telling you, that's what we need to do. Carry that treasure. Amen. Hallelujah. And not only did he say, learned that in vacation Bible school, but I heard his grandmother works with him too. And I'll tell you, praise God, amen. Amen. Invest in these little tender hearts, amen. Amen. The world's going to chew them up and spit them out.
Amen.
You're not going to be able to do anything with the world, but you can do something with these little hearts right here.
Right.
Brother James said he'd dig some taters this week. Said he had to put knee pads on to get them all dug out. Talked about all the tomatoes he raised. That's kind of the way we are right here. We got to work in this garden spot right here. We got to keep the weeds out. We got to do the work. I'm telling you, we got to work while we can. I'm telling you, the night comes, no man can work. Amen. You mothers out there, take time. My mother took time. She come in my bedroom and said, let's pray. We got down there by my bedside, Lucy. I was about your age. And we knelt down there by the bedside. And we say, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. I'm telling you, we prayed. You said it didn't mean I remembered. I'm 71 years old.
Right.
I remembered it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Then we say, God bless Mama. God bless Daddy. God bless Mama May, Papa Ed. Aunt June, Uncle Kay, Aunt Betty, Uncle Adele. We go down the road call there. Hey, it's okay to ask God to bless them. If you care anything at all about them, ask God to bless them. Amen. Some of the best prayers ever prayed come out of the mouths of little children. Like Serenity said, God, we want your blessing. Let me tell you something, my old heart might be dirty, but their heart is pure as a driven snow. When they pray, I'll tell you what, buddy, heaven stands still. Amen. Oh my. Hey, he said every day, verse number 2, you talking about committed. Every day will I bless thee. If you'll notice, these are personal. I will extol thee. I will bless thy name. I will praise thy name. These are personal things here mentioned in these 7 verses. Verse 3, Jesus said, If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. There in John chapter 12, verse number 32. Jesus told Nicodemus that he must be lifted up. In John chapter 3, verse 14. In verse number 4 there, it says, one generation shall praise thy name. Praise thy works to another. Passing that torch in his time. It's a testimony in the treasures in this earthly vessels. We carry this treasure, passing that torch on to the next generation. When old Brother Eddie's gone, now they're going to say all kind of things about old Brother Eddie, and I don't care. I'll be gone. I'll be in heaven. Part from the Lord. Bible said, be absent from the body, be present with the Lord. Part be of Christ far better. I haven't been to heaven yet, but when I get there, what a time that's going to be.
Amen.
Bible says, the eye has not seen. I've seen a lot of things down here.
That's right.
Nobody never seen it like what we're going to see when we get to heaven.
That's right.
Here's never heard, Rita. I've heard a lot of good singing down there. It brought tears to my cheeks.
Amen.
Blessed my soul. Made me feel good. I heard the words of some songs and the melody of some songs. The Bible tells us, make a melody in our heart as of the Lord. Spiritual songs, the right kind of songs. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Nobody's never heard the songs of heaven yet.
Right.
Nobody's never seen the wonders of heaven yet. It even says, never has it entered into the hearts of men the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. Look to His appearing. When I get to heaven, I'm going to see things I hadn't seen yet, Bo.
Right.
I'm going to hear things I hadn't heard yet. I'm going to go somewhere I hadn't been yet. And I'm going to take a tour of heaven. And listen, I'm not going there to visit. That's my home. I'm going there to stay, Lord God.
Amen.
Verse 1 and verse 2 say, forever and ever. I'm telling you, glory to God. I can't explain eternity, but thank God for it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! One generation. God help us to do this. Shall praise thy works to another. Brother Mitchell shared me just a minute ago trying to talk to a man that didn't want to hear. Don't give up on them.
That's right.
They'll do this.
Amen.
Don't give up on them. Pray for them.
Amen.
Plead with them.
That's right.
I talked to a man yesterday. Said his God was nature. I said, nature's wonderful, but it can't help you. He's real sick. Dizzy. Trying to drive himself to the hospital. I said, you don't have a word of prayer with you. No. Nature's my God. Listen, God made nature. Everything that is. All things were made by Him. Without Him, nothing they made that was made. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him. The world knew Him not. Can you imagine Jesus stepping down, coming down here, and left behind an unsearchable testimonies of truth they left. John said many other things did Jesus say and do. I suppose he said if it be written down, the world couldn't contain the whole of them. There in St. John's Gospel. He done a lot while he was down here. But one thing he did, he convinced this world that there was something different about him. They sent men to arrest Jesus, Brother Eric, and they came back and all they could say was, never a man spake like that.
Amen.
I'm telling you, there's something different about Jesus. But oh my, how we need to tell people about Him. Don't give up on Him. I was one of them that didn't want to hear. I was one of them that didn't have the time. Don't give up on Him. Keep working with them. Keep pleading with them. Keep praying for them. I'm telling you, if they don't get saved, one day they'll leave behind a testimony. It won't be good. One generation shall praise thy works to another. We're gonna graduate this life one day, Brother Donnie. Now my son, right now he's in the far country. Luke chapter 15 talks about a certain man that had two sons. One of them said, give me a portion belongs to me. He went and wasted his substance, riotous living.
Right.
He down there in the far country, and he was hungry, and he got a job feeding swine, and he would have eat the husks of swine, then he's that hungry. And he finally said he come to himself and remembered how good it was in the Father's house. That's my son.
Yeah.
At 8 years old, Sarah, he won his lost drunk daddy to Jesus. He was pretty much the one that God had picked out they could get through to his daddy. And I shouldn't have been drunk, and I should have already been saved. But at the age of 34 years old, that little 8-year-old boy came in the bedroom of his drunk 34-year-old drunk father, and I'm trying to get dressed. I'm going to go fishing. It's a Lord's Day. It's Sunday. And to me, Sunday was fun day. And an 8-year-old boy come in my bedroom and walked up to his drunk daddy and said, Daddy, will you please go to church with me today? An 8-year-old boy. Tears running down his cheeks, little old lip quivering. About your age, Toby. How old are you? Bo?
7.
He's 1 year older than you.
I'm 7'2".
7'2". He walked in that bedroom, and when that little 8-year-old boy asked his daddy to go to church with him that day, for the first time in my 34-year-old life, Sister Faye, I saw the real Eddie Wade.
Amen.
I've been seeing what I wanted to see for 34 years. If I didn't like what I seen, I just turned my head. But there wasn't no turning my head in this. And I want you to know I saw the real Eddie Wade. It wasn't good. I saw an 8-year-old boy doing what his daddy should have been doing. Now that boy is out of church. Why is he out of church? It's a long story. I really don't get no joy out of telling it. It doesn't matter where you go to church at.
That's right.
It does make a difference.
Amen.
You got to be fed. You don't get fed, you'll starve to death. Let me tell you, a good church worth a drive.
That's right.
Y'all come over here, I want bread and fish on the fire. I want to be fresh. I want to smell good. I want to taste good. And I'll tell you, this preacher prays and prepares, make sure he got something good to serve up. And I'll tell you right now, the Lord is the one that does the serving. But you can go to some churches and there is such disarray that it grieves the Holy Spirit in you. And I'll tell you what, you'll end up less and better off for going.
Amen.
Oh my, I've been in churches that were so bad I had to open my Bible and feel the presence of God. That's sad. I was in a church and I literally had to open my Bible to feel the presence of God. They speaking in tongues, jumping over pews, took the pulpit away from the preacher. He went over and sat down. I'm just telling you, they wasn't conducting themselves in a civil manner. It was drawing attention to the flesh, you know, look at me, not pointing to Him, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, sat down at the right hand of God. No, it was, look at me. Look, I'm speaking in tongues. Look, I'm jumping over pews. Let me tell you something, that'll rob you of the blessing of God. My son's out of church today because of churches like that.
Amen.
Went to the wrong one. You know what? I ain't giving up on him. I pray for him this morning. I pray for him every morning. One generation shall praise thy works to another. His daddy's going to be gone one day.
Right.
I still believe God, Brother James, that one day I'll get to hear my son preach.
Right. Amen.
I do. Don't quench my coal. I believe one day he's going to rededicate his life. I believe he's going to pick up that mantle. The Bible said, how beautiful are the feet.
That's right.
Of them that preach the gospel. Amen. Why are they beautiful? Because they'll go where they need to go.
That's right.
Yeah, they'll come to you. I believe one day I'll see that. If I don't, from heaven's view, I might get to see it up there. I think the view is kind of like this right here. I think you can see it all up there. This is kind of like a little portrayal of what everybody missed this week while Rita's over here laboring, working in this vacation Bible school effort. Oh my. Passing the torch. That testimony that we got. That treasure that's in our earthen vessels. Look at verse 5. I will speak of the glory, glorious honor of thy majesty. And that's a personal vow. In other words, I will do this. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. You ever tell anybody at work about Jesus? Hey, it's all right. It's all right. It's okay, sister. If you don't, you should. Like I said, the man told me how to be saved. He tried every day to tell me about Jesus. I wasn't interested. But there came a day that I was interested. And I come and found him in the workplace. And he told me how to be saved. Don't give up. Don't go weary in well doing. Tell him at school. Tell him at home. Tell him at work. Tell him at Walmart.
Amen.
Tell him.
Amen.
I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. You say, well, I'm uncomfortable doing that. You ain't uncomfortable talking about ball games and politics and all that stuff. Just say, hey, boy, let me tell you what God done for me. Just let me just tell you God's been good to me. Let me just tell you, boy, God watches over me while I sleep. Can whet somebody's appetite. I help somebody along the way. Help them to find that precious place where Jesus is God. Amen. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty. Make a personal vow. Verse 6. And men shall speak the effects of you doing. You know, we're his witnesses. That's why you're here. If you will do what you're about, Donnie, his job, he tells a lot of people. Some of them insist Donnie brings their medicine. He cheers them up. Kind word every now and then, that's pretty good.
That's right.
I've heard him though. Sometimes he leaves his phone on.
That's right.
I hear him say, God bless you.
Yeah.
You have a good day. And everyone, thank you, Donnie, for bringing me my medicine. Like I said, I was over at Ollie's yesterday getting me some coffee. They're going to have coffee to get to heaven, Brother David. There's a book called Hebrews. Somebody better make some coffee and fruits out there. We'll have coffee and get to heaven. They can make some big coffee out of heaven. And I was over at Ollie's, and this song came on, Why Can't We Be Free? I'm going to tell you the answer to that. He that hath friends must show himself to be friendly. If you're friendly, you'll have friends. If you run all of your friends off, you'll say, what's wrong with them? They had enough. You run them off. That's why we can't be friends. You got to be friendly. Well, if you do what you vowed there in verse 5, verse 6 says, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. I will declare thy greatness. Verse 7, and they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. It's kind of like throwing a rock in a creek. You see these little ripples going out. That's what when you do your vow, it goes out. Next thing you know, right, they're coming back. Then it go out again. Then it come back again and keep on going until it gets kind of throwing another rock in. I had a Labrador Retriever one time, Brother Eric. You couldn't throw a rock in, he'd go and bring it out. I had to go one time, you could drag him out by the tail. He couldn't get out. I think he grabbed the wrong rock, Tammy. It's too big a rock. I'm looking down there. There's a black tail sticking up. Bubbles coming up. I'm down there pulling the sorry thing out. But you know what? We're his witnesses.
Right.
What a blessed honor it is. That vow there of verse 5. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous work. If you'll do that, there'll be others that'll speak, verse 6. And then the next thing you know, there'll be an abundance of people speaking about the great goodness of God. And there'll be people singing of the righteousness of God. It has a ripple effect. I'll tell you, this Vacation Bible School was a great effort. I salute Rita for not only putting it all together, but bringing it all to pass. I don't know how she does it. Honestly, I don't know how she does it. But I'm glad God has made her what she can do it with tremendous success. And I got to see some of it. What a blessing it was to see her working with these little ones. She got patience.
Amen.
I guess one of the highlights I got was Rita was up here and her helper was Tatum. Everything she did, Tatum did.
Yeah.
She'd go like this and Tatum go like that. I said, praise God! That's what we need to do!
Right.
He was right there.
Amen.
Forever and ever, God help us to do what we can while we can. That door may shut sooner than you think. All that I was going to, I meant to, might slip through your fingers. Make up your mind that you're going to leave behind the right testimony. You're going to leave behind one. No matter what, there'll be somebody going to speak about you after you're gone, good or bad. Father, we thank you for the thought you gave us this morning. Lord, how it's coincided with efforts this week. Lord, it just seemed like, Lord, it was the dessert, Lord, of the effort. We thank you, Father, for the thought and the message you gave today. Bless all those that were involved. Bless each and every one, Lord, that had a hand, Father, in the effort put forth this week. Bless the children, Lord, that were here. Oh, Lord, we was hoping for more. We're thankful for those that were here. Bless, I pray, always, Lord, the efforts of this little church. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name we ask it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me ask everybody to stand real quick. Just real quick. I'm going to ask every head to be bowed just for a second. Is there somebody here this morning the Lord spoke to you by the efforts of this Vacation Bible School or by the message that we just delivered? If you're one of those that the Lord spoke to this morning, raise your hand right now. I got mine up. Yeah, it ought to be all kind of hands.